KB4 CBA Mobile.
DOS Mobile.
DOS KB4 CBA. How are you doing, Gary? For DOS KB4 CBA.
Who up there today, KB4 DOS Mobile?
I'm headed to Mr. Salsa to get some taco salads.
Not too bad. I don't know. I've never eaten from there, so I don't know. But I imagine it must be pretty good if you're going back over there to get taco salad today.
Nice thing. It's just, I don't know, about 3 miles from my house, so just straight down Wade Hampton, and I'm going eastbound. Of course, I'll be westbound coming back, so I'll have the sun to deal with. But it's not too bad right now.
I run over to the dumping station and took a truckload of garbage over there and got rid of all that. I'm headed back to the house now.
I am pulling into parking space here, Mr. Salsa. If you're going to be around a minute, it shouldn't take but a minute or two for me to get this because I'm picking it up to go. But anyway, if I don't talk to you later, have a good one. KI4DOS, KB4CBA.
Well, I'll be here for just a couple more minutes. I don't know how long, but not that far from the house. But good hearing you today. Glad we got to shout out at each other over the airways. You have a great afternoon. If I don't talk to you again, we'll say 73 for now. Be careful out there on the road. KB4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile.
4DOS, NC9B. Afternoon, Gary.
What are you up to today, KI4DOS Mobile?
Well, I just left work, and they asked me if I wanted to work tomorrow. I opted out and said, nah. They find somebody else to work tomorrow. Let's go get them. If you can't find anybody, let me know. So I'm taking tomorrow off. I'm going to goof off a little bit with the wife, I think. So when you went to the dump there, you didn't throw out any of them radios, did you?
I throwed away a bunch of garbage that I had around the house. Didn't throw away no radios. I still got all them at the house. Other than what's in my truck, and I ain't gonna get rid of them.
People throw things out of their car, they get upset with them, like radar detectors, and, you know. I will tell you this, I had a handheld radar one time, and took it on a trip with me so we could play with the people with the radar detectors, and I actually saw somebody throw one out a window, because I kept setting it off. It was funny.
Well, I had a Valentine 1 radar detector years ago, and they outlawed them up in Virginia, and I pulled into the scale house one afternoon, and the local guy up there, the scale master, he come out and said he was got to confiscate my radar detector. And I said, I don't think so. And he said, why don't you think so? I said, because I'm a licensed ham radio operator. And I said, I can have any kind of radio I want in the truck. He didn't know what to say. He didn't take my radar detector, though.
Yeah, like TSA. You go to the, go get on an airplane. Oh, you can't take that on the plane. Well, what do you want me to do with it? Well, you want us to throw it away for you? Yeah, they don't throw them away. They put them in a big pile. Either sell them or take them home.
I know they're just trying to do their job and all that, but it gets to be a point of ridiculousness to it every once in a while.
I went to Boone Hall Plantation at the Oyster Festival one year. And, you know, it's kind of a long walk to the end of the gate once you park your car there. And I was working off-duty there. And they wouldn't let the outside food in. They wanted you to buy all the food and drink inside. So people would be walking up to the gate with a cooler full of beer. Sorry, you can't take that in. Well, I ain't taking it back to the car. That's too far to walk. Well, you can leave it right there. I'm sure somebody will take it.
No, that'd be terrible. Oh, well, that's the way it works, I guess. You know, they've got their rules they have to go by. But anyway, Leon, I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to put my truck in his favorite parking spot and go in to see what the wife is cooking up for supper. And we'll talk to you later. Please tell Miss Wendy we said hello. And y'all take care out there and be safe on the roads. NC9V, KI4DOS Mobile.
You and the missus have a good day. Enjoy this beautiful weather we're going to have the next couple of days. So me and the missus plan on doing it anyway. 73, good conversation and appreciate you. NC9V Mobile.
4CPA, talk to you later, Gary.
You go on and enjoy that taco salad, and we'll talk to you later. 73, my friend. KB4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile clear.
Who else do we have in here?
Up the mountain. You got me for a couple minutes anyway. It's C9V, Leon.
E9V. Boy, now, where did you get that call?
That last time I talked to you, Dave. Yeah, I got it from the FCC. They let me have it. It's all about upgrading the extra, I guess. But, it's a unique one. It's only a 2x1 that I can get. You can't get 1x2s. They're like gold. Let me just pull over to this guy in this Toyota who really wants to go fast. Let him go by me. But I like the call sign. Kind of grows on it after a while.
KB4CBA. Well, yeah, I like it, no doubt. Especially since it's a 2x1, it makes it easier when you're doing Morse code or when you're throwing your call out there on sideband. Usually the shorter ones went out. by the time I get mine out, they're already responding to somebody else.
Yeah. And then my old call sign was a tongue twister. That KD4IOX. That India Oscar X-ray. That was a tongue twister. It's always been a tongue twister. Never really liked it when I got it, but hey, it's my original call. But when I had the opportunity to upgrade, I had to put it into the shorter call. A whole lot easier to say. And to remember.
I remember, back, right after I got married, I guess. It was right before I got married. It was in the mid-late 70s. I was using a CB in my car to talk to truckers. I went to Morrisville University, and I'd come home most weekends. And, they would help me with, with traffic conditions and that kind of thing. But so, my good friend Phil, he's an amateur radio operator, and he's the one who really encouraged me to get my ticket. So when I got my call sign, and I told him what it was, and I said, CBA. He goes, I knew there'd be a CB in there somewhere. They just started laughing.
Funny how that works out sometimes. Yeah. But, okay, Dave, I'm a sign with you. I'm going up the hill here, about ready to cross the state line, and I'll lose the repeater when I do that. So, good talking to you. Have a great day. 73 and C9V.
Good one, too, and good to talk to you. Be safe driving. NC9B, KP4, CPA Mobile.